Well, in this video, we're going to go over the basic exercises for advanced players on the frame drum. I'm going to play a tar style. This is a 16-inch Remo thin line drum, $30 to $40, depending on where you buy it. I love these drums. I love that they're thin. When you're playing with both hands, doing all the strokes, remember in the beginning when I showed you how to play this drum, we were only focusing the left hand playing Doom. I mean, I'm playing Tekken Tok and muted tones. So it never went into the drum to play either a bass tone, the Doom, or a slap. And that was kind of a universal. It's a good way to learn how to play this frame drum. But when we get into advanced exercises and advanced playing, now we're starting to use the left hand in the same way we use the right hand, which is all three strokes. You've got the Doom. That's your middle finger playing a little bit inside into the drum. You've got the Tech, ring finger at the edge. So Doom, Tech, and the slap, just basically choking off in the middle. Same thing with the right hand. Doom, Tech, slap. Doom, Tech, slap. Doom, Tech, slap. Doom, Tech, slap. And then the muted tone. When we're playing with both hands, which is the ghost notes, the little X on top, that can be played in either position with either your middle fingers or even your whole hand if you've come off of a slap and you just want to mute, ghost notes. You don't have to have it in any particular place. The idea is just to play it super quiet. It doesn't matter where it is on the drum. So we'll go through these exercises one by one. They're very challenging. I orchestrated them in such a way that that forces you to think outside of the box. It forces you to think outside of what would be a normal way of playing for you. It certainly does for me. When I decided to do a video on this, I had to sit down and work on these because this isn't naturally the way I play. So I'm a good player. I've been playing for a very long time. I've been playing frame drums like this for about 20 years. But when I go to a piece of music or a rhythm that I've never seen before, and it maybe challenges the way I tend to normally want to play, it's going to take some time to learn. So regardless of how much experience you have as a drummer, these could take you a while. I recommend that you just go slow. Take it one little piece at a time. If you have to break the measure up, do that. If you need to isolate a specific spot, do that. If you ultimately need to alter the rhythm a little bit, do that. It's fine. The whole goal here is for you to develop more flexibility and more abilities with your drumming, with the different techniques you're going to use. Stretch yourself a little bit, but don't push yourself to the point where it's going to become frustrating. You get frustrated, you're not going to be interested in playing. No matter what you do in this course, this should all be fun. If it's not fun, step back and take a different approach with it. Pick up a different drum. Try a simpler version of the technique. Alter the rhythm a little bit. Nothing here has to be done the way I show you. You can alter it as you go. So something my teacher, Lloyd, used to talk about a lot. He was really free with me adjusting the rhythms as long as I understood what the purpose was, as long as I understood the origins of where it came from, because that was important to him, and understood what my goal was in relationship to how things worked. The whole point of this course is to help you understand how tempo matters, how variability matters when you're using drumming therapeutically. If you're just playing in a drum circle, for instance, just develop good technique, understand a little bit what's going on here in the brain maybe. You're going to be playing in mid theta, it's going to get your brain into a certain state, and that's what it is. But don't worry about making exactly the way I'm playing things. Allow it to adjust to your style, but don't cop out either. Try and push yourself. So having said all that, let's go through these. The first one is really simple. We're just going from a Doom to the Tech Tok, to slaps, and to a muted tone. Muted tone can be anywhere in the drum, wherever you want to mute. That's totally fine. If you happen to be up here in the slap position and you're going to end up in the Doom position, you don't need to bother moving down and playing the muted tone here. You can keep it up here. That's totally fine. So as long as it's quiet, that's what we're looking for. I'll count it and we'll play slowly together, just a few times through. 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1. Just practice that, go back and forth. Feel free to alter. You can go from the doom to the slap to the tech talk. You can do muted doom, muted slap, muted tech talk. However you want to do it, the idea here is to get used to going back and forth from one to another. This is a really good way to start. The next one, we're just doing downbeats between the doom, 1E and then, so the basically the left hand is going to stay muted all the time, ghost note all the time. The right hand, every other, is going to go between the doom, the tech, the doom, and the slap. So 1E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and so I'll count that in, we'll play it together. 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E.
Okay.
Again, you can alter what you're doing here. You can go back and forth from a tech and a talk to a doom to a slap. So 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E.
However you want to do it, the idea again is to go back and forth, get comfortable with that process.
You could also go left hand lead. 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1.
Could go like that.
Just try things, work on getting better at them. Number three, this is basically a samba pattern. We're going to be going doom on the one, and then the two is going to be slaps, and then you're going into the three with the tech doom. So it's going to be like this: 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E.
You'll notice when I played my slap tone on the left hand, the muted tone after that, before I played the tech and the talk, was often still in the slap position. And that's because the right hand is pretty much always in that position. And it was just natural for me to do it that way. You don't have to do it that way. You can bring it back down to the tech talk if you want. It's totally up to you. Okay, number four, this is basically a mambo pattern. And you'll notice here it's just open and slap, tech and talk and slap. There's no doom here. So the thing to remember is that you've got your of one and the of three is going to be a left hand slap. That's all. So 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and. And 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E.
Okay, so number five, we're doing what's called an affouché, and that's just a bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, bum. One, a two, and three, a four, and one, a two, and three, a four, and one. The challenge here is going to be going from the slap
On one to the open tone on L, which is going to be a left hand. That's tech on the of one, and then a downbeat, the two, a slap again, and then we've got the doom on the and. So I'll go very slowly. We'll just play this together. One E and two E and three E and four E and one E and. That's a nice rhythm to play, just in general. Okay, the next rhythm, number six here, is this is the Bo Diddley beat, old rock and roll. I love bringing in kind of contemporary music into some of these rhythms, just because it's kind of silly. But the Bo Diddley is dum 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 bum 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 ba dum bum, old school. And we're going to do this on the frame drum. All these accented patterns are dooms, and the tricky part here is going to get your left hand into it. I'll count it in. 1 E and 2 E and 3 E and 4 E and 1 E and 2 E and 3 E and 4 E and 1 E and 2 E and 3 E and 4 E and 1 E and 2 E and 3 E and 4 E and 1 E and 2 E and 3 E and 4 E and 1 E and 2 E and 3 E and 4 E and 1. So number seven, now we're back into a pure exercise. These last four that we've done have been kind of rhythms that you can use somewhere, kind of real world applications. This one has no real world application. This is simply a exercise. And actually the next two are really pretty much exercises, the last of the 4-4 versions here anyway. So we're going instead of four, like we did at the very first exercises where we had 1 E and a 2 E and a 3 E and a 4 E and a, and each of those beats were on a separate technique. We're doing groups of twos. So I'll count it in, we'll play it together. 1 E and 2 E and 3 E and 4 E and 1 E and 2 E and 3 E and 4 E and 1 E, 2 E and 3 E and 4 E and 1 E and 2 E. 3 E and 4 E and 1 E and 2 E and 3 E and 4 E and 3 E and 4 E and 1. So that's a really good exercise to get used to. You can play it any tempo. This is a really nice one to be able to learn how to get really quick. You can also add another slap on the E of 2, so it would end up being two dooms, two techs, two slaps, two muted. So it would end up being like this. 1 E and 2 E and 3 E and 4 E and 1 E and 2 E and 3 E and 4 E and 1 E. If you do that, you'll notice that my left hand on the of 2 and the of 4 is going to stay up here as a muted tone rather than coming back down to the ring finger, just because I've got a doom right away. So the next one, number 8, is just the opposite. One, so the one is the doom, and then it goes slap, tick-tock, doom, slap, tick-tock, doom, in the grouping of two. So I will count that in. 1 E and 2 E and 3 E and 4 E and 1 E and 2 E and 3 E and 4 E and 2 E and 3 E and 4 E and 1 E and 2 E and 3 E and okay, that's all the 16th note exercises in this one. Now we go into triplets, and this is where you're going to be doing a little bit more back and forth. Triplets, if you just play triplets and you're playing straight ahead like this first one here, your downbeats, the one, the two, three, and the four, are going to alternate. So one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta means your one and three are right hand, your two and four are left hand. I'm sure you figured that out by now. What you can do here is, if you want, and you want that consistency in sound, you could do, instead of alternating strokes like on this exercise number 9, you could do right, left, left, right, left, left, right, left, left, right, left, left. So that would be like this. You could also just play alternating strokes. Doesn't really matter. I'd say do them both. Being able to do double and single strokes are really important. If you go through the American Standard Rudiments, especially the ones I showed you in the beginning exercises, it's teaching you how to be able to do single and double. And any advanced player is going to be using a lot of double strokes in order to either get a certain sound they're going for, or play an odd meter in a way that allows the sticking to be consistent from measure to measure. Having said that, let's just do alternating strokes, because chances are your doom on your left hand is not going to be very strong. And what we're going to go for here is a consistency in that doom sound between the right hand and the left hand. So I'll just count this in very slowly. One ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, four ta ta, one. Okay, the second rhythm of the triplets here, we're just adding another beat here, another loud note on the second ta of each beat. And we're going to be alternating between a tech on the right hand and a slap on the left hand. This is going to be pretty challenging, because you're going from basically a doom on the left hand to a slap on the left hand, when with the basic playing of this, we didn't even use the left hand for any of that. So this one will be a good one to kind of really get used to getting your hand around, because you can keep it there. And that's one of the nice things about what's happening with this. You're playing two ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta. So there's only one beat that you're going to be playing quietly that you can leave your hand to hear for. So I'll count this in very slowly. One ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one. Okay, third exercise. Basically, the left hand is going to be going between a slap and a tech. The right hand is just going to be doing the doom on the ones and threes. So I'll count it in very slowly. So left hand is going to be a muted tone, slap, tech, muted tone, slap, tech, muted tone, slap, tech, muted tone, slap, tech. That's the back and forth. The right hand is going to be doing a doom, muted, muted, doom, muted, muted kind of idea. One ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta. Okay, in the next one, we're just moving that slap and tech over a little bit. We still got the bass on the one and three, or the doom on the one and three. The difference here is you're going to be playing that slap on the right hand. So it's going to be doom, slap, muted, doom, slap, muted, doom, slap, muted, doom. So you're going to want to keep your right hand pretty much here. Your left hand is going to be going between a muted attack. So I'll count it in very slowly. One ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta. Number 13, what's going to end up happening here is the muted tones are going to play a lot like the slap tones. So what we're basically doing here is we're going to take the muted, the ghost notes, and just play them quietly, pretty much as a slap. So hopefully the slap tones will just be a little bit louder, and then you'll have that open tone on the 2 and the 4, the doom on the 2 and 4. And that one, by the way, is on the left hand, which gets kind of tricky. So let me count this in. One ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one. Okay, so this last one, we're just taking out the tech, and we're kind of reversing the order of the slap tones and the bass. So the bass will be first, the slaps afterwards. One ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one. Okay, well, that's the basic exercises on the frame drum. Practice them slow like this. That's the goal. Speed it up, no problem. Getting it slow, getting it clear and tight when you're going slow is really the key. Don't worry about the tempo ultimately. Hell, if you could play 5 beats per second in general through your whole drumming career, that's fast enough to have quite significant impacts. And 5 beats per second, that's actually closer to 6. Do these on your own without the video. I didn't want to play too long because I want you to get off the crutch of playing along with me. I want you to play by yourself to a metronome, but so that you're hearing your own drumming, your own tone, and instead of hearing mine and trying to play with it. One of the biggest challenges I had when I was younger is I played drum set. I spent a lot of years with headphones on, listening to records, playing what was on the record. And I never really heard myself play until I got in a band. And then I was really shocked at what happens when you take the other drummer out of it, either just playing to a metronome or with nothing. It really shows where your deficits are. Because it's easy to hide a bad tone when you're playing along with my tone. Because you're gonna hear that mine as well as yours, and it's going to mask the fact of what yours really sounds like. So don't rely on the play-alongs to get good at this. Work on the sheet by yourself. Get off the sheet. Play with the exercises from memory or as close to it. And just really consciously work on the technique as you go. And then spend a good amount of time improvising, because that's important too. So I'm going to end this video with a little bit of playing, and I'll see you in the next video.